today we are tackling a topic that's rarely talked about, but crucially important. We all know debt can be a heavy burden, but did you ever wonder which kind of debt could be the absolute worst for your financial health? It's not your mortgage, your car loan, or your credit card debt. In fact, it's a type of debt so common yet so overlooked that it might actually be in your life right now. Stay tuned as we unveil the surprising truth about the worst kind of debt and why it could be silently sabotaging your financial stability and relationships. Get ready for some eye-opening insights right here today. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror. Financial Mirror, where future success is reflected in our knowledge of fixing the one thing we can control, ourselves.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror, and thanks for joining me today as we continue to work to improve the one thing we can control, ourselves. Here at the Financial Mirror, it's not about the numbers and spreadsheets alone, but about transforming and educating you on money so that you can make smarter financial decisions. If this is the first time you are joining in, don't forget to hit subscribe on YouTube or Rumble to be notified of all the new episodes as they release. If you are listening to this on a podcast platform of your choice, don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave that 5-star review and a written comment, as both go a long way in getting this information out to more and more listeners. So I'm going to start off this episode in this very weird way. I don't know how much more annoying little, like, you know, like your eye starts to shake, it starts to like shiver or starts to like whatever. I have had this for almost a week now that my left eye has just been shaking. So I don't know what it is. If you're a doctor, you know, give me your virtual analysis of my eye. But if I don't know what it is, it's driving me nuts, but I am going to get through this episode. No matter how shaky the notes are, no matter how shaky the topic is, I will get through this episode. But it's actually a really good episode, and it's one that I've talked about in the past. It's one that it is kind of close to my heart in terms of a topic that I when I'm working with, you know, different clients, it's one that I stick to, and I stick to wholeheartedly because it can affect anybody. I'm not saying that it affects everyone, but it's something that can affect everyone, and it's a type of debt. And it's actually the worst type of debt. And I really want to, by the end of this episode, show you why that's the case. And it's the silent killer of debt. Not many people think much about it. Not many people, you know, really think twice about it once they get it. And it can really eat away at more than just your money. But it's one of those things where, you know, you get into a bind. You're just in this financial bind. You don't really know what your next step is. You don't know, you know, you're not really seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and you're in this position financially and you just can't seem to see a way out. But when, and that's normally what leads someone to kind of moving into getting this type of debt. And many people are like, well, you must be talking about like payday loans, or, and those are bad. No, you must be talking about personal loans. Yeah, and those are bad, but that's not what I'm talking about. This one is slightly more convenient than those, in that, you know, they don't require any credit. They don't require, they require a type of credit, just not financial credit. But it's one of those things where it's convenient, right? And it's convenient. And so I've led you on too long. And so I'm going to tell you this unique and worst type of debt that's so convenient is the debt that you get from your friends and family. It's the ones you get from your friends and family. It's the ones that you reach out to them, or they see you suffering and they're like, hey, let me just spot you that $500. Let me just spot you that $200. Let me spot you that $1,000, that $2,000, that $3,000. They don't want you to suffer. They don't. They really don't want you to suffer. In their heart, deep down in their heart, they don't want you to suffer. And that's why it's so convenient, is that you may not even have to ask for it. it may just happen. Like they just drop it in your lap. Say, hey, let me let you borrow $1,000. You know, you can pay me back. You can pay me back as you can. Pay me back when you can. Pay me back. And that's the dangerous part of these things is that there are that repayment plans are normally very emotionally driven. There is no start and end date. It doesn't say like, hey, it's normally when you get back on your feet, right? Like those are that's really the repayment plan. When you get back on your feet, when you pay me as you get the money, pay me when it's convenient, pay me like very emotionally driven. They, you know, your friends, your family, they give you this loan, this, you know, this money, and they don't really set up a time and like a start and end date for you to pay it back, right? And that's the challenge. That's the challenge. And that's what makes this type of personal debt a top priority. It should be the top priority. It is the worst type of debt. Now, you're probably thinking like, you're silly. You probably won't turn the episode off. Like that's dumb. Like, I can't believe I've, you know, listened to this long and that's all you're going to tell me. Well, sure. But I'm going to show you why this is such a big deal. Right. I'm going to show you why that $50 that someone let you borrow and just was like, yeah, just give me back when you can. And you just forgot about it. I'm going to show you why that $1,000 when you were in a bind and you know, cousin, whomever gave you that money and got you out of your bind. I'm going to show you why it's so much different. This personal debt is so much different. The biggest reason that it is so much different is it's the type of debt that normally the lender, the person that gave you the money, the friend or family member, are not really, it feels weird for them to follow up, right? I know you, if you have debt, you cannot stand it when a creditor calls you and says, hey, you're late on your payment. Hey, you need to get back at us. We're trying to get that money. You're about to go to collections. You're about to get this. You're about to do this. You know, like you hate that. It drives you nuts when you get a statement in the mail for your credit card and you see that $50 late charge. It drives you crazy when you see that interest charge that's $150. Like, those things drive you nuts. Well, the problem with this debt, as I stated, is that none of that exists a majority of the time. However, the effects are the same. The friend or family member still wants their money back. They're just not shooting you a statement in the mail saying, hey, you remember that $1,000 I let you hold? Yeah, pay you back as you can. It's been a year. I'm thinking you can, right? Like that does not happen. And that's why this is such a huge deal, is that it's a hard, it's you know, between a rock and a hard place, right? Like it's hard for that person, that lender, that they feel like, they can't really reach out to you, but they feel like you kind of maybe betrayed them, right? They let you borrow the money. They helped you get past that financial bond. Maybe they're disappointed. Maybe they're just like, man, I thought better of, you know, whomever. I thought better of you. I thought you, they'd get me back. You know, they'd really work hard to try to pay me back, or maybe, you know, that reluctant feeling to even ask you for the money back. And there's like, you know, I'll eat that as a loss or whatever the case may be. And then for you, even though you're not talking about it, it's slightly uncomfortable, you feel slightly guilty, slightly shameful. You feel this indebtedness to, you know, beyond like the financial aspect, like how could I ever like repay you for what you did? And, you know, you don't have the financial, you know, stability to pay them back yet, or you haven't really made the time for that repayment. These are real emotions. They're real emotions, and they compound when you think about all of these things of sort of these negative emotions, and how that debt is, how you're ever going to pay it back. And so you're probably like, as I've walked through this, you've probably been like, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Like, just pay them back, right? It's not that big of a deal. Well, that's where the problem lies. That's where the problem lies. And it lies with almost every single client that I work with that has a debt to a friend or family member. It's the same thing. And I'll be honest with you. Oh, they told me just to pay them back when I can. So, you know, how many payments have you made? Well, I hadn't made any yet. I've been paying off my credit cards and my student loans and my personal loan and my auto loan and all these other loans that I've got. And I hadn't been able to pay them anything yet, right? You see, this is where the problem lies. The problem lies is that there is no interest rate on these type of personal debts. When you have a personal debt to a friend or family member, that no interest rate normally translates to not being urgent or being less important than all the other debt that you have. And if you have that personal debt type, if you have this personal debt type, you can probably relate. If you're honest with yourself, you can probably relate. You probably feel that that debt's not as urgent as the American Express. That debt's not as important. That's less important than my auto loan for my new car that I got, 5 years ago. Like, that's not as important. But these are not accumulating interest that this one over here is, right? Like that is the truth. If you're honest with yourself, you probably are thinking that. If you have this type of debt, you are probably thinking that this isn't as urgent. This isn't as important, right? But this leads to all those negative emotions that I talked about. This leads to everything that I've talked about so far that your friends and family are feeling. The betrayal, the disappointment, that all those things are what your friends and family members are feeling. So you're not paying them makes them like it's not important to you to pay them back. And this is where the problem begins to unfold, right? Like, this is where the ship starts to sink, because they start to have this feeling, right? This feeling, whether it's true or not, maybe you are trying really hard to pay them back. They don't see it. They don't see the effort. Feeling betrayed and feeling that there's a slight disappointment because they just thought that there would be more effort to put into it. But I get it. I get it. You're looking at your statement. The interest charges are adding up. You're seeing them. You hate it. You're like, it's lost money. This family loan over here, this friend loan, this personal debt. There's no interest getting charged. Like $1,000 2 years later, still $1,000. I get it. But the difference here is that there's interest. And I told you, there's a credit score that goes with this. It's just not a financial one. But there is interest as well on that family or friend loan too. That personal debt carries interest as well. It just isn't monetary. It's not a monetary interest. It took relational credit for you to get that personal debt created. To get that loan from that friend or family member, there was some relationship credit that was put on the line out there for that. You had built some type of relationship with this person, with this family member, this friend, that they didn't want to see you suffer, right? And you then, like it or not, you accepted the money and you have that debt with them, right? You have that debt. They relied on your credit that you valued this relationship enough that you're going to pay them back. They put you, that was the credit. That was the credit score. And now the interest is that you are getting charged for however long you're dragging this out. Right? It's not monetary, but every day that passes that you aren't paying them back, relational currency is being spent. You are paying interest on your relationship with that person for every day that you aren't paying them back. Your relationship is just dwindling. Okay. Think about these examples. I want to give you two examples with a friendship and a family member, right? A friendship. Like, you have these two friends, right? And they've found a relationship. Maybe they've been friends for since like elementary school, right? And one of the friends starts a business and the business starts to struggle. And the other friend says, hey, I want to see your business successful. Here, borrow this, $1,000. And there's like this informal agreement between them, but there's no real clear repayment plan. Just like, hey, just pay me back when you can, when the business gets back on its feet, pay me back. But let's say that just went unfazed for a while, unaddressed, time passed. And there was this tension that started to turn this like really good friendship into this discomfort and these like unspoken expectations. Like, it was just creating a barrier between these two friends, right? Well, obviously, eventually it's going to get to the point or one of the friends is going to go up. They're going to confront the person. They're going to say, hey, you know, I had this put on our friendship that I was going to get paid back. And this is an example, a real life example of how these like unaddressed financial issues can erode even strong friendships. And family members are just the same way. You may have a family member that, you know, during like financial crisis like COVID or something like that, that you lend a helping hand to a family member and say, hey, once you get your finances back on your feet, just pay me back. Well, if that goes unchecked for a while, life is going to happen and you're going to put it to the side. And all of a sudden, you now have friction inside of your family, right? Inside of your family, your own blood is now there's friction there. You can see that these debts carry a huge weight. It's not this huge weight as in the interest rate. It's not this huge weight as in the value is just growing and growing and growing. It's this huge weight because when a credit card just sits there, you're just a number. They're going to call you, hit you up and be like, yo, pay us. It's time for that payment. You know, when a friend or family debt just sits there, you tear apart the relationship you built with that person, right? And that's why I'm saying this is the worst type of debt. And I don't care if it's $50. I don't care if it's $50,000. This is the worst type of debt, right? So what can you do? What can you do? Out of all of this, what can you do? Well, I discussed at length that there are, you know, and I've done multiple episodes on this, but there's two common debt payoff strategies. You've got the debt snowball and you got the debt avalanche. Regardless, I'm not going to go into huge detail on those. You can go search my videos and there are tons of episodes about the debt, you know, different payoff methods, debt snowball, debt avalanche. Regardless of which one of those you use, there is a way to get rid of this type of debt, this personal debt type, and save your relationship quickly. Quickly, you can start to save your relationship today. Implement this today, regardless of the payoff method that you're doing with your debt, you will start to save your relationship. So what is it? What do you have to do? Well, it's super simple. I can sum it up in 6 words. Pay this type of debt first. Pay this type of debt first, right? If you're using the debt snowball, if you're familiar with the debt snowball, you sort your debt from smallest amount to largest amount. For when you have this type of debt, I don't care. Move this one first. It may not be the smallest, but this one is first. It may be the largest. This one is first, right? This one is first. If you owe someone money, this one is first. If you're using the debt avalanche, if you're familiar with the debt avalanche, you sort by interest rate. This may not be the largest interest rate. Obviously, it probably isn't. It's probably zero, right? I don't care. Move this one first. Pay this one off first. It does not matter. The 6 words, pay this type of debt first. Pay this type of debt first. That's all you need to know. If you owe a friend or family member money, pay this type of debt first. Okay. So don't look at how much you're spending on interest. It doesn't matter. It is being saved by saving the relationship that can't be bought with money. That's what you're doing here. You're going to start showing progress on paying off this debt and paying minimum payments on everything else and get this debt paid off first, right? Because let's be honest, you probably feel horrible having this debt too. Right. You probably feel horrible having the debt. You probably feel, you know, like I said earlier, like you probably feel slightly guilty or shameful that you even had to, you know, get money from a friend or family member, but you've got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of it. And what a weight that will be lifted when it's gone. Right. So I this is the worst type of debt. And I'm telling you that you can get rid of it and it will save that relationship, whoever it is that you borrowed money from, just by paying off that debt first. Okay. So what are some ways that you can avoid getting into that situation, getting into that dilemma, getting into that trap of personal debt, owing a friend or family member money? Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to establish an emergency fund to avoid ever needing to borrow money. If you are in debt, this emergency fund looks like $1,000. You just need it in a high yield savings account, $1,000 emergency fund, and then start tackling your debt. Start really going after and attacking that debt, right? The other thing that can just help you for the simple fact that if you get into a bind, you've got that money sitting there. You don't need to go to your aunt, uncle, cousin, mom, dad, brother, sister, coworker, friend. You don't need to go to those people. Just hit the high yield savings, pull it out, get out of your bind, put the money back, move forward attacking that debt. Okay. So that's number one. You got to get that emergency fund. Number two, and this is more for those that are listening, they're like, well, I don't really have that kind of debt. This episode still applies to you. You need to set boundaries with friends and family regarding money, right? If a friend or family member comes to you asking for money, do not give it to them, right? You're not helping them. You're really not helping them. You're not. Help them by maybe instead investing in a financial coach to help get them out of debt, right? The problem here is that there's a good chance that you're not going to get your money back. Most people are not going to listen to this episode that are in this situation. I hope they do, because I hope that they say, you know what? I did get that money and I'm going to pay it back first, right? Like, I hope they do. But maybe that money invested into a financial coach to help them get out of debt is a better choice, right? Maybe that's a better choice, because if someone can help them learn to manage money and get out of debt, that is the true definition of teaching someone to fish instead of giving them a fish, right? Like, let them eat for a lifetime instead of one meal. Help them learn how to manage money and help, and that will improve their financial health overall. You'll improve their overall health, right? So go about it in another way. If someone comes to you, set those boundaries. If someone comes to you and say, hey, can I borrow like $500 for this? I'll pay you back, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, no, just get it back to me when you can. Like, no, boundaries. The boundaries are friends and family regarding money. Don't give it to them, right? Don't give out money unless, this is my caveat for that. Give them money if you don't expect to get paid back. That's truthful. If you go into it with the expectation, I'm not getting this back, give them all the money you want. Give them all the money you want, but don't change your mind. That's the boundary. Tell them up front, hey, don't pay me back. I don't need the money back. Here, this is a gift. But give it to them as a gift. Don't expect a payback, okay? So if you're going to give a friend or family member money, don't expect to get paid back. That's on you. That's not on them. Don't put the pressure back on them. All we're doing is saying you have a responsibility to set the boundaries, and if you decide to still give out the money, don't expect to ever get it back. So that is simply the case, right? Now, I hope that you see this. I hope that you see that the reason why this is such a horrible debt, this is the reason why it's the worst debt type out there, is because it will obliterate a relationship with the people that you care most about. It will. It will obliterate it. And I've seen it time and time and time again. It will obliterate the relationships that you have. Money, 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 root of all evil, corrupt, like money. Money will make people do crazy things. But I'm here to tell you, do not put yourself in that situation. If you have that debt type, if you owe someone, if you owe a friend or family member or whomever money, pay that debt first. Get rid of it. Get rid of it and never go down that path again. Get your emergency fund together and start heading down a path that is heading toward a financially prosperous future. Okay. So hopefully you got something out of this episode. I truly hope you got something out of it, because this is an episode I've been wanting to do. I've been getting sort of just thinking about how I wanted to pitch this. I think I finally came around in a good spot, right? Like, just talking about how this is a debt type that many people will find themselves in a position of, but don't have that feeling of indebtedness to someone else when it comes to finances. Just don't put yourself in that position to owe someone that money. by figuring out other ways to manage your money and get out of those situations. So if you do need help doing that, I talked about sort of investing in a family member or friend, a financial coach, or maybe you are just in search of a financial coach or just someone to help you take control of your finances or maybe get you out of debt or just ensure you're on the right path toward whatever your financial goals are. If you want someone to sit with and help build out that plan, I would love to help you in that regard. Just head over to thefinancialmirror.org, hit book now, and you can schedule a free consultation today. We'll sit down together and we will decide if a financial coach is right for you. And if it is, we'll get you set up on a plan that works for you and to get you headed down a path toward your financial goals. If you do want to give an extra dose of support to the stream, head over to my merch page at thefinancialmirror.org/shop. Pick you up some great Financial Mirror gear. I truly appreciate everyone tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and share this episode. If you are listening to this on a podcast platform of your choice, don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star review and a written comment, as both go a long way in getting this information out. So I hope you got something out of this episode. Hopefully you will share this episode, like this episode, subscribe to the channel. Until next week, continue improving the one thing you can control, yourself. Peace.
Well, that wraps up today's Financial Mirror. Join us next week as we continue to work on ourselves, change our mentality, and to commit to achieving the success we always envisioned. Regardless of your platform, help us grow as a community. Please like, subscribe, and share with the people in your lives.